Welcome to Leadership Level Up. I'm Brian Prairie.
And I'm Dr. Jeff Williamson.
I am just starting my leadership journey.
And I've been guiding leaders for 30 years.
Our podcast aims to shine a spotlight on outstanding leaders and provide a platform for them to describe their leadership journey and share the guiding principles that have helped them become great leaders.
Welcome to Leadership Level Up Podcast. I'm Jeff Williamson, your host. And we are joined today by Lauren Glenn, who's the head women's basketball coach at Olivet Nazarene University. And she's been with us before, so we're excited to have a follow-up conversation and talk a little bit more about leadership and how she invests in other people. Plenty of great examples of that. We had nuggets the last time she was on. So, Coach, thanks for coming back and being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff.
Yeah, great to have you. So, in a past conversation, we were talking some about how your teammates interact, and you had mentioned a point of contact that there was a day at a practice that they were just not quite there, or their energy was maybe down, and you just said, hey, go make this many positive touches in a day. So we had talked in that conversation about energy and how people show up. You mentioned something that you had utilized with your team and had a conversation related to emotional coding. I'd love to hear more about what that is and how you invest in the women to help them think about that in the context of the game and life.
Absolutely. I know last time we talked a little bit about controllables, right? And we can always control our body language, our energy levels.
Yep.
And so we talked with our team just about how self-awareness and others' awareness can be a superpower. And if we can recognize our energy states, our emotional states, then we can do things within our control to change those states. So our goal is hopefully always to be present and motivated. And even right now, for me to be mentally and physically present with you, or whoever we're in. And that's a great life skill.
Yeah.
But we know in real life that there's a million things that pull at our attention. And so how to recognize when we're angry or frustrated or maybe exhausted or tired, and to bring us back to that middle ground of being motivated and present. So we talk about that in the levels of using different colors. So green, just like when we see a green light, means go. We're in go mode.
Refresh, man.
And it looks like we're present, we're motivated, we're clapping, we're cheering. Red would be frustrated, like hands up, pointing. I can't believe the official made that call, whatever that looks
Imagine
like.
Imagine that.
Have we been there before?
Oh, boy.
You and me both, Jeff. You and me both. Or a code blue, which would in a game look like us hands on our knees or just shoulders slumped over. And those are true in life. Those things are true in life, right? Sometimes we feel defeated or we feel angry about a situation. And so how can we bring ourselves back to that code green? And so we talked about different things to bring us back to that level, whether that is maybe a song or music that helps to bring our change our mood. Maybe that is simply a body posture, you know, so we're feeling down, puff the chest out, a couple of hard claps, jump around, which physiologically helps to change contacts, like physical touches, like I mentioned in that one practice, can change our energy state. And so we coded those, like I said, with red being frustrated, green meaning go mode, blue being exhausted.
Where are you at?
And recognizing those in ourselves. And then also recognizing those in our opponent.
Right.
So we see them hands on our knees. And even the other night, our team said, hey, code blue, which means we're pumped. We have them right where we want to put the gas pedal
on. I hadn't thought about that.
And how we know that when we see those things, they're not fully present. They're not engaged. And so let's put the gas pedal on. And I think that's true in life. Can we be cognizant of the energy we bring, and how can we navigate that? Because it's never perfect.
Yeah. That reminded me of times. Obviously, I've watched a lot of games. I'm a frequent flyer when the Tigers are playing. And I remember times like that where it's going to be getting third, fourth quarter, and our team is built for speed and endurance and just aggressive play for the full four quarters. And I can remember at times where I often sit, it might be an out of bounds play or a free throw play. And I would say to one of the ladies that know me, I'd say, they're tired. You've got them, you know, or they're fading or they're giving up, you know, to just inspire them that it's like, it's code red for that team. You guys are frustrating that team. Go now, you know, make your move. And so I like that a lot, where you can just use a color to say, hey, where are you at?
Exactly, exactly. And I'll add one other little addition to that is there's a whole nother level called beast mode. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with this one, right? So you see somebody who just is flexing, you know, just jumping up and down.
It's made a big play and they're super pumped.
And you know they're just having so much fun.
Well, they feel invincible in those moments. And we all really, I think, want to feel that way once in a while at least.
Absolutely. Right? And we feel fully confident in those moments too. Yeah. And I think those are inspiring to other people around us. Mm-hmm. And that's when you're using your gifts at their fullest and then you're also making a really positive impact on those people around us. Yeah.
So there was one other thing that I noticed from watching your teams play a lot, watching you coach a lot, that I think translates into the workplace too, because that's the place where I'm working with people and coaching in my world. And that is that when the teams may be struggling or a player is struggling, they maybe made some mistakes, they're not executing like I know they're supposed to, some coaches will just lose their mind and get really angry and get in their face and scream and yell. And you don't do that. You do not do that. That's not who you are. But I also know you're one of the most intense people I know. So you're able to do things differently in the heat of the battle, so to speak. But it doesn't project as anger. Talk a little bit about that. How do you manage that?
Well, first of all, thanks for saying that. It doesn't always feel that way. I don't know if it always comes out that way, but that's a lot of intent and practice. So I appreciate you noting that. I think it's trying to – well, for me, I know it is trying to think about what they need to be at their best. And so sometimes there is some pre-planned frustration or quote-unquote anger that intensity, I will bring to a huddle, knowing that we're in maybe a – going back to the codes, a code blue state, and that's how I'm going to raise their energy by getting on them. But it's not out of a reaction. It's more out of a pre-plan. This is what they need to raise their energy
levels. Motivation
levels.
Rather than
exactly.
anger.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully instructional. I think, you know, one of my strengths is in teaching. And so my goal in those moments is to teach, to close the gap between what we know and where we need to be. And so what is it that they need to be at their best in those moments and to navigate my internal frustration with what can I do to help them be at their best?
Right. And sometimes that means you're even speaking more quietly and focused than you feel inside.
Yeah.
And we have those moments as leaders in the workplace. We're frustrated with a team member. We're frustrated with a supervisor. We're frustrated with whoever. Mm-hmm. And we still have those three things that we control that you talked about in the first episode with us, that, you know, attitude and focus and some of those kind of things. We have the choice to take a deep breath and say, this employee does not need me to lose it right now. They know they made a mistake. What I've got to do is explain to them how I want it done going forward.
Exactly. And there's sometimes you see them in a huddle or in a workplace and they're nervous or they feel that mistake. Yeah. And so how can we take them from that state to feeling like they are present, they are motivated? Sometimes it's just, hey, just pause, breathe, and smile.
Right.
I mean, I've literally done that at halftime. Pause, breathe, and smile.
Yeah. Well, I love those kind of things because as you're typically working with 19, 20, 21-year-old players, they're in a journey of life, too, that's outside of the game, outside of the intensity of practices and games, that I think helps them to have that ability to sit back and to reframe things and choose to be positive, choose to see what they can control. And I love that as you're working with the team. That's one of the things that I've noticed a lot.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. So we talked in our first conversation, a previous episode, we talked a lot about your approach to leadership and those kinds of things. And at the tail end of that talk, we referenced that you're a mom for the first time this last year.
I am.
You have a little boy, Nash,
yes,
who is almost a year old. You and your husband, Justin, are newer parents, but you got a year under your belt. So you're not total rookies. Your freshman year is over as parents. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. What have you learned about yourself through little Nash?
It's been amazing and hard and the best thing. I wouldn't change it. It's been an incredible journey so far. And the fact that you even asked that question, you get it, that what are you learning? Wow, I feel like every day is a new adventure. And anytime you do something new, there's so much energy and emotion that goes into just a new change in life.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Justin and I heard a friend of ours say this, and I think this has been really true, is being married will help you to realize how selfish you are.
Mm.
And then having a kid will make you do something about it.
Oh, that's good. Ouch.
Yes.
Yeah. Ouch. Thank you.
And I do think that's true. Mm-hmm. I think it's for sure refining me in really on the day to day, forcing me to take good actions, right, and necessary actions to put Justin and Nash in front of myself.
Yeah.
Then I'm learning a lot about priorities. Mm-hmm. You know these things, but you're challenged daily with what are your core values, and then putting first things first. You know, my family, well, my time with Jesus first, my family for next, and then what can we do in those sort of things, that course of line.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody else is watching. That's one of the big realities of becoming a new parent. My dad years ago had on his wall for literally decades, even after we were all grown and, you know, adults, mm-hmm. he had a poem that he kept on the wall. It was a wood frame poem. And it was called A Little Man Who Follows You. There's a little man who follows me. It was about, sons. So mm-hmm. I'm the youngest of four boys. But in that poem, it says, a little fellow follows me. And several verses. It's that same idea that I dare not go off stray because that little fellow follows me, you know? And so it really kind of frames up what you're talking about with Nash. It's like the shaping that you realize is happening in his life is so important that you're thinking, I got to do things well as an individual so that I contribute it to his life in a good way.
Oh gosh. And as a coach and teacher, you're one of my strengths and feelings. I want to make an impact on people. Then obviously having a son, it's like that's the biggest impact I could have on somebody's life.
Oh gosh.
So you've heard me say this before, but we teach what we know, but we reproduce what we do. And I think that goes exactly to the poem that you're speaking to who am I? Actions am I showing that he's going to follow?
Somebody's going to emulate how I handle frustration, how I handle conflict, how I handle affection, how I handle, family dealings. Because you said being a family can be beautiful and difficult all at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been incredible to something. It's been incredible, and I'm learning so much. And we're so grateful that, something we prayed about for a long time was to be able to have a son. And now we get this amazing opportunity to raise one.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad this second conversation we've had that I could get a little bit more background on Nash and Justin and what you guys are doing as new parents. So that transcends work. It transcends basketball. It's just, that's the good life stuff right there. So thanks for sharing that with us. It's been good having you for another conversation with us, and we'll look forward to the next one on Leadership Level Up.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Leadership Level Up. Please subscribe so you don't miss future conversations with great leaders.
Also, be sure to follow Converge on LinkedIn, Facebook, and @ Converge Group LLC on Instagram.